Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So we are going to, this week, be looking at Galaxy's Edge. We are going to kind of, every once in a while, do a little bit of a closer look at certain Disneyland lands. We've kind of done overviews and picked favorites and stuff, but a little bit more of an in-depth look. And we're starting with Galaxy's Edge.
Because Star Wars is cool.
Because Star Wars is cool.
You didn't intro the episode correctly. You should have been like, bright suns, everyone.
Ah, dang it.
Because there's like a special language when you go to Batuu. Yeah. And that's the greeting.
Bright suns. Yeah. Oh, I messed up.
You messed up. Well, anyway.
Anyway, this whole thing came about because I was sitting in my staff room and I was explaining to some coworkers about Galaxy's Edge and they had no idea anything about it. And one asked, hey, do you guys have a podcast episode where I can listen to about Galaxy's Edge? And I said, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing this week. But before we get to any of that, Brandon, what's your current nerd thing?
Well, so we just had our first big snowfall.
Yep.
Recently, because we're Canada and that's how that goes. But I am going to go get my season's pass printed off on Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, we're recording this early, by the way, because of your nerd thing.
Yeah.
But yes, on Friday, I'm going to get my little season's pass discount card printed off.
And so by the time this actually airs, you'll have it.
Yeah.
Have it in hand.
And I'll be ready to go hit the slopes in December. So it's a little ways away yet, but
well,
I'm excited.
Yeah, but you're ready.
I'm excited. You're
ready to go. Well, my nerd thing.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a countdown going on my phone and everything. We are hours away now, really.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing 2.0 is being released, well, Friday, but like Thursday night here. And I am going to play it all weekend and literally nothing else. That is all I'm doing.
I've been told that I must sustain you with snacks and drinks and things.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, that's fine.
So that I'm very excited. I'm going to have a complete Animal Crossing playing weekend. And yeah, that is definitely my nerd thing.
Nerd.
Yeah, it's very nerdy. Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Ah, well, I have a very special growler from the past beer company. And it's Sweet Ride.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, you're also drinking
it. I'm also drinking it as well, yes. That is my favorite. Well, I was going to say my favorite from past beer, but it's just my favorite beer ever. So
it is really tasty.
Mm-hmm. And it's, also what I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, quick reminder, since we're not reading a review this week, that if you have left us a review or if you want to leave us a review, please do so, first of all. But you can also message us either via email, which is through our website, which we'll talk about at the end of the show, or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that and leave us your mailing address.
Or emailing address.
Or emailing address. And we will send you a Christmas card. Because like you said, it snowed.
Yeah.
And tis the season.
Tis the season. You started decorating for Christmas really early
this year. I did. Because the playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah, because of, exactly. You wanted to be as ready as you could be.
Yeah. So I could
there's just a little bit too much Christmas for November.
Grumble, humbug. Grumble, humbug. Aw, don't be such a Scrooge.
I am Scrooge.
But no, it's happy. It's yay.
Okay.
And also, in Marvel news, since we don't have a show to talk about, we are going to be watching Eternals, like, right away.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Or not so fun. Mm. It is now the first Marvel movie to be rotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yay, we get to see it really early on and form our own opinions, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure I'll still have fun eating popcorn watching a movie.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine and there'll be stuff that'll tie into the greater MC Universe.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be some cool moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, but it looks like it might not be very good.
I don't have high hopes, but I'm just gonna think it's gonna be entertaining.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, and that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so we have a fair bit of news. First of all, a judge ruled like today. We're recording this on Wednesday.
Was it Judge Judy?
It wasn't Judge Judy.
Oh,
yeah. So Disneyland Resort is not subject to Anaheim's $18 minimum wage increase. So this was making news because Disneyland was being taken to court about it. So the situation is Anaheim is supposed to any company that is considered a resort company that gets subsidies from the community is supposed to be a minimum wage of $18 an hour, and Disney was not adhering to that, so they were being taken to court over it. Well, it has come back as today that they are not subject to this,
according to this judge. And you know what, though?
And they're fancy lawyers.
They're when I first heard about this yesterday,
yeah,
I said, well, Disney has a lot of lawyers, so if they figured they were going to lose this, they would have probably already
just done it.
Raised it to $18. So I kind of figured that they weren't subject to it. But on the other hand, they're going to have a heck of a time finding cast if everywhere around there has an $18 minimum wage.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places will be subject to it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's just kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
They're having troubles with their wage. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a labor shortage, quote unquote, in a lot of places. It's more of a they don't want to work for less than a living wage shortage is the thing. And
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we haven't heard the last of this one, but... interesting. Anyway,
we definitely haven't, so we'll see what happens after this. And it's related to the Mickey and Friends parking structure, which, because they did get finances from it, but it is considered a joint public private partnership endeavor.
Oh yeah, a PPP.
Mutually beneficial. PPP.
I did a CPA presentation on PPPs. It's a thing. Yeah.
You could use Mickey and Friends parking.
No,
structure.
It was a specific fictional example, but yes, PPPs.
Oh, okay.
Are a thing.
Well, all right.
And they're complicated to account for. So.
Well, okay.
I'm sure Disney accountants probably get paid more than $18 an hour.
Probably, yeah, I'm gonna guess that. I bet their lawyers do too.
Oh, I guarantee you, their lawyers do.
Well, let's move on to happier news. Filming, now that Halloween's done, filming has begun for Hocus Pocus 2. It's filming in Rhode Island. The film is set to be released on Disney Plus in the fall of 2022. And there's a basic plot. It focuses on the Sanderson sisters seeking revenge in present-day Salem. And three teenagers incur their wrath. All three sisters, as well as Billy Bones, are all confirmed as reprising their roles.
Cool.
So you can get back in the Halloween spirit.
And I think they're having a little bit of origin stories going on there. I saw that there was some set photos with like young Sanderson sisters.
Ooh,
or something. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. Curious. Mm-hmm. Also, Disney reportedly, this was kind of making news earlier this week, Tom Holland, they want him to star in the live action Atlantis the Lost Empire remake. So there's been chat for like years now about making an Atlantis Lost Empire live action. I think Atlantis, The Lost Empire is one of those movies that is actually probably doesn't get the kudos it deserves. It's a little underrated. It does have some faults.
Yeah.
But it has some really cool moments, and I think...
The animation's very cool in it, so yeah, I don't know if a live action... Yeah, I don't know,
we'll see, but I'm a fan of Tom Holland, so... And he would make a very cool Milo. Milo Thatch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like him, actually. And, big news, the first trailer for The Book of Boba Fett has come out. So that is coming to Disney Plus on December 29th. Also, there's a new poster. So we watched the trailer. What do you think?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to say, because I'm thinking that they're doing the same thing that they always do, and they're showing clips from like the first two episodes.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you don't really know where it's going, but I want to see those cameos. I want to see some other bounty hunters in there and stuff like that. And
I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really cool.
A coworker of mine who's really into Star Wars like ran to find me today to ask if I had seen it, and oh my god, it looks so cool! I'm so excited, and yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I want to see some Bosk action and IG-88 and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't know who those people are, but
no,
that's okay.
But I'm trying to sound impressed. On Halloween, Pirates of the Caribbean attraction made news in Disneyland. The attraction broke for nearly 90 minutes and cast members had to wade into the water to push loaded boats to evacuation points.
Did they sing pirate songs while
they
were... They
should have.
They're probably like...
Yeah, probably. The cast members wore waders to enter the water and so people had like pictures were everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the fire department apparently had to help with his evacuation, and guests were given 2 fast pass tickets to any attraction except Rise of the Resistance and, of course, Haunted Mansion Holiday, being that it was Halloween and all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was just really cool. There's all these pictures of these cast members and waiters, these cast members who are not making $18 an hour.
Did they receive fast pass tickets or did they receive Lightning Lane tickets?
Well, it said fast pass, but I'm sure it's like we don't have Lightning Lane yet.
They don't have
signs going on.
Yeah, they don't have Lightning Lane. They don't have fast pass. So what, like what, just like front of the line pass?
It's front of the line pass. Yeah. So as of tomorrow, which is because we're, like I said, recording on Wednesday. So on Thursday, November 4th, instead of a virtual queue, a Spider-Man adventure in Avengers Campus is now moving to standard standby queue system. So
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, figured, right?
I mean, Rise is already on standby in Florida.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh yeah. Well, because they moved to Lightning Lane and they're selling the
right
a la carte for it. Right. So,
yep. Holiday merch is now at Disneyland with more arriving all the time. So the big focus of it is Walt's Holiday Lodge collection, and that whole premise is Mickey and his friends celebrating the holidays at a ski castle lodge. Basically, they're skiing, they're snowboarding, spending time in front of the fire, that kind of thing. I like this collection. I think it's cute.
A ski castle lodge?
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what the description
Interesting.
Says. Interesting. Yeah. There is one part where there's a castle, like, I guess, but it's like... Plaid.
That sounds like a bad episode of Scooby-Doo. We're going to go ski at this castle.
Well, in the Rudolph cartoon that we like, that we watch every year, that's a castle that Santa lives at. It's not skiing, but it's, you know.
Yeah, Santa does live in a castle.
Yeah, so maybe it's trying to combine the two. I'm not sure.
Anyway.
But it's cool. I like it. Although it is Christmassy, it has... I always think this is smart because it, like, lengthens it to, like, the whole winter where you're not feeling weird.
Wintery themed. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's 2 Loungefly bags, by the way. I just wanted to mention that.
I really like this ski lift one.
I do, too.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cute Mickey and Minnie couple one, too. Mm. There are also some holiday spirit jerseys out. You saw one you liked.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple I like.
Oh, really?
I like them a lot more this year than I did last year's
holiday spirit jerseys.
But like the traditional Disney ones are quite nice. They have they have an ugly sweater one.
I think that's really fun,
which is awesome. And I like it's they're like advertising it as an ugly sweater spirit jersey. Like,
yeah, I think that's what it's called.
It's intended as that, and it's a little more pricey because it's actually like sweater material, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I hate fake ugly sweaters. I want. Like if I'm gonna wear an ugly sweater, I want it to be a sweater,
right?
Not a jersey t-shirt material, right?
Mm.
But no, the one I really like is the Star Wars one.
Yeah, that one's really cool,
and it's the Star Wars logo, but like Chewie's hanging lights on it, and then the front is like a Wookiee cookie.
Yeah, it looks really cool with like milk or something.
Yeah, it's so cute. They actually have a lot of cool Star Wars Christmas merch,
and I saw there's some Baby Yoda Christmas merch stuff, because of course there is,
and there's some Marvel as well.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Groot
hoodie,
I believe.
What? I haven't seen this one. Ugh.
Yeah, and it's like season's Groot
course
Grootings or
course.
Something.
Oh, so good.
Uh-huh.
There's also a Hanukkah collection, which is actually that looks pretty cool.
It was quite sharp. Yeah,
it's quite nice. It's of course all white and blue, but but super fun, super classy, and I think that's good, and I think they should expand that collection because actually it's nice stuff.
Yeah,
I really like that. And also, the full list of special food and drinks for the holiday season at Disneyland Resort has now been released, because this starts November 12th. Okay? So, I have the full list. Let's not go through the full list, because that would take the entire episode.
Yeah, pick some highlights, because I briefly browsed through it and looked at the Disneyland offerings, and then I got like halfway through, because it was the Disneyland offering. Holy cow, I do not have time to read all this. But,
so, I have a giant list here. These are my highlights.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but some of them... okay, anyway, I'm just going to run through.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a green alien holiday macaron at Alien Pizza Planet, a cookie butter creme brulee at Blue Bayou. But I wanted to draw your attention to that one.
Yes. I mean, Blue Bayou has a very good food, and creme brulee is awesome.
Well, and it has cookie crumbles and a chocolate brownie.
I'm usually pretty, traditional with my creme brulee taste, but this sounds pretty good.
Oh, how about the hot cocoa creme brulee with marshmallow chantilly and sugar cookies at Cafe Orleans?
Yes.
Basically, you're like willing to try different creme brulees.
Well, a hot cocoa creme brulee flavor, that's already weird on its own. Okay, so you can add to it. Yeah.
There's a herb roasted pork sandwich at Carnation Cafe. A whole bunch of churros.
Lots of churros. So, churros!
Churros! There's a chocolate cinnamon churro. There's a groom and bride churros. There's a holiday cookie churro with crushed ginger snaps.
I wonder why they called it groom and bride.
Oh, there's two, because one is a groom and one is a bride, and it's vanilla and chocolate.
Oh, I see. You just put them in the wrong order.
Yeah. So
the bride always goes first.
Oh, that's true.
Bride and groom.
Well, the way they were listed was groom and bride.
Okay.
But the holiday cookie churro with crushed ginger snaps and holiday spices and vanilla dipping sauce sounds amazing. I have no desire to try the seafood boil for two at Harbor Galley.
Ooh, I do.
With who?
Just me.
You're going to have a seafood boil for two?
You don't think I can do it?
Actually, no, I don't 100% believe you could do it.
Challenge accepted.
It wasn't challenging. I believe you.
Oh.
Okay, you have that. I'll go eat a churro.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal. So Harbor Galley is reopening soon, and that is on the list.
Yum. Yum. That sounds delicious.
Or actually, you wouldn't like this, but I sure will. The cotton candy stands are going to start having cinnamon cotton candy.
Oh, that's no.
Yeah,
no,
I think that'd be great. Or how about...
Maybe if it's like... cinnamon toast, like with like cinnamon sugar,
maybe
that might taste good, because like I do like cinnamon toast.
Okay, so hey, YouTubers and friends we have down there, go try this, tell us what it's like.
Yes, that's interesting. I'm curious. Yeah. I would be curious to taste it.
There's a holiday sandwich that I really want to have at Jolly Holiday.
I saw this one and I was going to show it
to
you.
And you were like, Krista wants
this.
That's
a Krista sandwich.
Roast turkey stuffing gravy and cranberry sauce on rustic bread with house-made chips. I love.
Did you see the picture of it?
No.
It's like huge. It's like I'm holding up my hand. You cannot see it. But it's like 4 inches thick.
Oh my god, that would feed me for a day.
And it's got cranberry sauce for days, and
that would make me so happy. You know what'd be even better? Topping that off with Mickey gingerbread. So this is all over the place.
Yeah, I mean that's every year they have Mickey gingerbread.
Of course. Just like they have peppermint beignets at the Mint Julep Bar.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. You know how we said parades are coming back?
Yeah.
A Christmas Fantasy Parade dining package is at the Plaza Inn. So this has roasted New York strip loin and house-made mac and cheese with autumn vegetables and chocolate bread pudding.
Autumn vegetables sounds like a trap to me. There's probably sweet potatoes.
You know what?
In there.
I will eat your sweet potatoes.
Okay.
I promise. Relax as you share a delightful meal at the legendary Plaza Inn, then enjoy prime viewing for the merry mayhem of A Christmas Fantasy Parade. So this might be a cool way to see the first, regular parade coming back. Mexican hot chocolate with cinnamon flavor is at Rancho de Zocalo, and I had a heck of a time picking one thing from that place. Like, it's
the
crazy.
The soup. You should have picked the soup.
What was the soup?
It was like a tortilla something, but it was good. Here, let me see if I can find it really quick. I can do it. I can do it. Pork pozole. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's not a soup. It's a traditional Mexican stew of shredded pork, guajillo peppers, garnished with lime, cabbage, onion, and radish.
Well, that does sound good.
Yeah, and the picture was amazing.
Yeah,
and they also have dessert nachos.
Yes, I was gonna comment on the dessert nachos too. That sounds fun.
And cinnamon crisp with caramel, honey, vanilla, and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds so good. You basically just want to, pull up make yourself at home.
I'm going to set up camp at Rancho del Zocalo.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you would do that most of the time anyway, really during this season.
They have the good stuff there.
So, at the pretzel carts, you can get a toffee pretzel. So this is a sweet pretzel. Mm-hmm. Cream cheese filled pretzel with toffee sugar and chocolate marshmallow cream dipping sauce.
So kind of like a s'more pretzel almost?
Well, yeah. Interesting. There's an eggnog cold brew at Red Rose Tavern. Country ham cubano, pulled pork, Havarti cheese, and pickles at Riverbell Terrace.
Yep.
I put that on there just for you.
Yup.
And a holiday Dole Whip sundae, which is Dole Whip, cherry, and lime with festive decorations at Tropical Hideaway.
I wonder... Cherry flavor is such a trouble.
I know.
It's so troublesome.
It's either great or wonderful or absolutely terrible.
I love cherries, like actual cherries, but I don't like maraschino cherries.
And I do.
Cherry flavor is usually gross.
I would like this because I'm easier to please cherry-wise than you are.
Yeah. I always think cough syrup when something's cherry flavored and I don't.
Yeah. So next, let's head over to California Adventure. Here you can get a dusted gingerbread churro with sweet gingerbread crumbles and with vanilla frosting with Christmas chocolates. That sounds awesome. So I'll have one of these churros as well.
That is very festive.
At Clarabelle's, there's tons of chocolate peppermint. I didn't bother going through all those because it's like a ridiculously long list. Mm. At Cozy Cone, there's a few different offerings, but I thought you might be interested. There's a peppermint stout available there.
That's... random,
right?
Okay,
I've never heard of this. There's also a creamy pesto alfredo cone, which sounds delicious.
Yeah, that looks
at the Hollywood Lounge. I said there's many cocktails,
many.
Holiday mule, holiday limeade, holiday lemonade, and so on. The holiday mule sounds very good.
All very festive,
very
peppermental,
exactly.
All over the place.
Yeah, yeah, lots of cranberry, lots of mm-hmm. Yeah, go there if you want a festive little drink. Lamplight Lounge, you can get holiday hot chocolate, a holiday martini, peppermint hot cocoa donuts, and stout braised winter short ribs.
Yes, those look good.
Those look so good. I saw the picture of that one, and it's like ridiculous.
See, I don't like drinking stout, but stout in cooking is amazing.
It's true. Stout and beef are best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Then there are so many different bread items. So you can get this at Pacific Wharf, but among other places, they have lots of different shaped, like, pull-apart things. And I like the Christmas tree one.
Mm.
I thought it looked really cute.
Could you live off bread?
You could live off bread. Bread would make you fat.
Bread makes you fat?
At Schmoozy's, there's a peppermint shake, a holiday affogato. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Mocha almond affogato and a mocha almond fudge shake.
What on earth is an affogato?
Ice cream with espresso.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh, Brandon wants that. I want the mocha almond fudge shake.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah, they sound awesome. And then I want to go to Smoke Jumpers and have a cranberry turkey burger while you have an apple whiskey cocktail.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to eat a burger. You're going to have whiskey.
I'll just have whiskey. That can be my dinner. Yeah. Okay.
And the resorts also have, like the hotels also have a lot of different options. But I just wanted to mention the Grand Californian Holiday Cart. Because they come out and they have, like, it's all different cookies. It's all different, like, little shots of different things. But it's like every single item is super festive. It only comes out during the holidays.
Like a little kiosk type of situation?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, like the kind you see like in the mall or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And there's a ridiculous quantity of items, and every single one of them is super festive. So just, instead of picking an item, I said, just go to the cart.
Go to the cart.
Oh, boy. So what of these are you like, I want to have?
The stuff that I said I want to have.
All of them?
Yeah.
I'm
not big on peppermint and chocolate.
Yeah,
that's not my thing.
You make me fancy hot chocolate and use candy canes as stir sticks.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you're good at this. Good job.
Good job. Okay, yeah. But that, yeah, a lot of the desserts are not really my flavor profile.
Oh, for me, yes.
And then I have to avoid the cranberries and
oh,
the savories.
Oh, I love cranberries.
So mine would be very specific, but like the Mexican food and the stuff like that, yeah.
Stout braised short ribs and things like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'll just be skipping from peppermint to ginger to... wherever.
And whiskey, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I think that takes us to our main topic. Before that, let's just take a quick break for our friends on Magic of the Mouth. At the park. All right, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Probably number one on our We Need to Go list.
Well, we haven't been.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Because COVID.
Well, yes, but also it only just opened fairly recently,
yeah.
So it was not even a glimmer in the eyes of the Imagineers. Well, it's maybe true. It was. I don't know how long they were working on it for. But the last time we were in a Disney park, it did not exist.
So let's just go through some basic information. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is at both Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios at Disney World. And in each park, it encompasses 14 acres.
It's big.
So it is in a village of Black Spire Outpost on the frontier planet of Batuu. And so people say, like, you're in Batuu West or Batuu East.
Right. And it's important to note that, like, Batuu is, like, supposed to actually exist within the Star Wars universe.
So, like, the place is canon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be, and there's good and bad parts to that. Like, their original concept for it was to be super duper immersive and have, like, lots of character interactions and things like that. They scaled that way back, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But they're putting some of that to use with the new Star Wars Hotel.
Right. I think it just kind of, like, shifted a little bit.
Yeah. So, kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Batuu appears in the 2018 novel Star Wars Thrawn Alliances, and so that's where they took that from.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it was briefly mentioned also in 2018 in the film Solo, A Star Wars Story. Black Spire Outpost, sorry, specifically.
Yes, I would say that the egg came before the chicken there.
Definitely. They're like, we need to, like, just shoehorn this in.
Yeah, we'll put it into some other media and be like, yeah, see, it's part of the universe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They probably need to decanonize it so that the park itself can, like, grow, because it's stuck in this very specific time period.
Super specific. So do you know the specific time it is stuck in?
Yeah, it's between the 8th and 9th movies.
Yeah, like, it's not even between trilogies. Like, it's very specific.
Very, very specific. So, yeah, you got Kylo Ren walking around with his helmet on, and he's still a bad guy. But
yeah, there's no redemption for old Kylo here.
Well, and he's still alive, but you can't have Mando there.
Nope. You can't have, like, Luke showing up.
You can't have Luke. You can't have Darth Vader.
You cannot have Grogu showing up.
Well,
here.
You can, but he'd look a little different than you're used to.
But I mean, like, merch. You can't have your number one merch selling item here. So, like, from a business standpoint, I'm not really sure the logic of that one.
I would be willing to bet that they're going to change that at some point here coming
out. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're right. So here's the write-up about the planet. This used to be a vibrant trading port back in the old sub-lightspeed days, but now with the advent of hyperspace, its prominence has kind of fallen and faded a little bit, which has made it a great spot for those who didn't want to be on the kind of mainstream path. The smugglers, bounty hunters, rogue adventurers looking to crew up, the people who don't want to be found, basically all the interesting people. That's essentially your premise behind it. So here's some of my favorite things. Do you know who did the music for the background?
Yeah, is it John Williams?
It's John Williams.
Okay. I would assume so.
Yeah, they got John Williams to come back.
He was still working back then, so.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so all the ambient music is John Williams. So that is one of my favorite things.
I mean, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite things is Oga's Cantina, because they have DJ Rex, who was the original pilot in Star Tours.
Star Tours, yeah. Yeah. So and see, also the very first place you could buy alcohol in Disneyland.
It's true, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just, like, talk about some of the stuff about Galaxy's Edge.
Sure.
Not really, like, following a script here or anything like that, but, like, you have two basic attractions, although the theming of the whole land itself is kind of an attraction in and of itself.
Yeah, like, you're going there to visit the Star Wars universe first of all.
Yeah. And actually, some of the merch items have become attractions because they're, like, events and they're experiences, specifically building a lightsaber and building a droid.
Yeah. So, first of all, let's talk about the rides.
Yes.
They opened with the Smuggler's Run, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's definitely probably the most interactive ride. Like, they've experimented with interactive rides where you control stuff along the way, and this is, like, just the
Buzz Lightyear, Toy Story.
Shoot things and stuff like that. This is the next step, and yeah, it's cool. You get to go in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, and some people get to fly and other people get to shoot, and you get to push buttons and
exactly
and stuff.
It's you, like, get to sit at the table where they play chess.
Well, that's in the line.
In the even in the queue. And I know, well, I mean, it makes sense. If you didn't know this place existed, you're like, what is one thing you want to do? You want to pilot the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. You want to play with lightsabers and pilot the Millennium Falcon. So of course they're opening with getting to do that.
Yeah, and it's looks like it's a pretty cool ride.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I'm not even like, I definitely want to go on it, but I'm not even like the actual ride itself. It's the being on the Millennium Falcon is insane. Do you know it's the first time a 100% film accurate Millennium Falcon was built to size?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they would have all the inside on that, right?
And yeah, that's your number one photo op in the land is right around that Millennium Falcon. Especially at nighttime when you got your lightsaber out, and yeah, it's very popular. So it's like as popular as taking your picture with the castle.
Oh
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's a big deal.
So that is the one attraction.
And then the other attraction that they just opened before the pandemic.
Like weeks. Yeah. It opened in January.
It was a couple months. But anyway, it's still basically brand new because it was shut down for so long.
Yep.
Is Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
Which is apparently really awesome, but we don't know a heck of
a lot
about it.
No. Nope.
Because we were supposed to go on it, and then... Why? What happened? Anyway.
But we decided we weren't going to avoid spoilers.
First time ever for a ride, which is weird, but yeah, we were gonna avoid spoilers until we got to go on it because it was just only gonna be a couple months.
Yeah,
anyway.
we thought a couple months would be fine.
No, 2 years later. But yeah, so we're committed to that.
Yep, yeah, and it's a thing now.
Hopefully we get to go soon and find out what it's all about, but apparently it's amazing. Like
apparently it's like the best ride ever.
Absolutely everything I've heard about it is awesome. I believe it's some sort of dark ride and it's trackless or something, and there's really impressive animatronics, but I have no idea what it is.
Every time something comes on, we like literally shut our eyes, put our hands over our ears, and la 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 la.
It's risky watching documentaries, actually, because they like to talk about it.
Yeah, so even when we were watching like behind the attraction and they started talking about more recent ones, we're like, they might talk about it, we had to turn it off.
Mm.
Yeah. Or the Imagineering
Story.
Last episode we've only seen half of, because they started talking about Star Wars.
I don't know.
We're like, off.
But it's really cool. Like,
Looks really cool.
Universal opinion that it's really cool.
Yep. Okay, so like I said, the restaurants and shops are kind of an attraction in of themselves.
Yes, because they're done as in-universe.
Exactly. So Ogus Cantina, we already mentioned. Here you have custom drinks and snacks, and the drinks are all like very alien, which is really cool.
Yeah, they have some with some like dry ice in it, so they smoke, and then they have some collector's cups, but it's all in-universe names, and they look kind of funny.
Like Fuzzy Tauntaun. And, yeah, exactly. That's the one that makes your lips numb. And, you know, they might have, like, bobas on top or something. So, like, they look kind of alien.
As long as it doesn't smell bad on the outside or the inside.
Nice reference.
Yeah.
Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo is supposed to be a restaurant inside a working hangar bay.
And
if you get a chance to look at pictures of this, it's insane.
And it's just a quick-service restaurant, but, the theming is...
I was
incredible,
like, can I spend a day just like sitting here looking at all the details? It's insane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so very cool. Ronto Roasters is a stand to purchase grilled sausage and roasted pork wraps. And also, I make a great Ronto wrap, I think.
Yes, but you don't make a park accurate one. You make the one from the cookbook, which is slightly different style. Like Ronto wraps are actually like hot dog wraps.
Yes.
And the one you make is more like a stew wrap.
So mine is from the cookbook that was released about Galaxy's Edge. And that one is supposed to be inspired by. It's not supposed to be park accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard great things about the Ronto wraps.
They look pretty good. They have like vegan options as well.
And a lot of people like who aren't necessarily vegan or vegetarian say they prefer that one. Like just that it's so flavorful.
But if you're talking about food and snacks, you have to talk about the blue milk and
the
green milk.
You really, really do.
So, I mean, the go-to play there is to have both and figure out your favorite.
Yep.
But blue milk, of course, is the famous one from the original Star Wars movie, and they have the blue milk on Tatooine because because if you it's Bantha milk.
Yes. If you go, you're getting blue milk is what you're saying.
Well, if you had to choose one, you got to have blue milk, even though I think a lot of people like the green milk flavor better.
I've also heard that combining the two is really nice.
You can also combine the two, and then they have like different additions that you can make mm-hmm. to them. And then the green milk, of course, is from The Last Jedi yeah. with Luke on his little... Sad Jedi Island, where he does the weird milking of the creatures. Yeah. Anyway, we don't really talk about that because it's something.
It's uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable. He makes some strong eye contact while he's drinking that green milk. I don't know.
So when I was talking about and I was explaining to my coworkers about Galaxy's Edge, and they had no idea. Mm-hmm. And first of all, their minds were blown about some of the different things. And I was explaining, there's the Millennium Falcon there. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you can drink blue milk. That blew their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Like the movie? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they sell blue milk. You can go have blue milk.
Yeah, it was a milk cart.
Could not get over it. So
And they have like, the milk container collectible cup.
Oh, my gosh. So cool.
I'm pretty sure they still sell that.
Well, I don't know if they still... I know they did. Yeah. So it might be an In-N-Out kind of
yeah.
deal. Yeah.
Like the Sporks.
Like the Sporks.
Speaking of dining.
Oh, yes. Okay. So talk about the Sporks.
The Sporks are an interesting thing. So Docking Bay 7.
Yes. Which we just talked about.
Yes. They had... When Galaxy's Edge first opened, they had reusable Sporks that they'd give you to eat your meal mm-hmm. with. Instead of a plastic spoon.
A little funky.
Very, very spacey looking.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like something Rey would eat her
rations with
or mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, look, very spacey spork. Except instead of returning them for washing and reuse like they were supposed to, most guests stole them.
because they were really cool. Yeah.
And yeah, that, I mean, yeah. yeah. Obviously, like, yeah. Who didn't think that would not happen? Like, right. Honestly. So... kind of unfortunate. So they did away with them and then people were upset. And then they were selling them.
Yeah.
And so those come and go as well. Like you can buy them for like 10 bucks or something.
I would probably want to. They're really 100%, cool.
They're really cool. And then the other cool, really in-universe Star Wars thing is that the Coke products come in a special... They have like the Star Wars lettering instead of English words. And they come in like a disintegration bomb... format.
They look so cool.
Yeah, it's like a disintegration grenade.
Yeah.
Little ball instead of a Coke bottle.
Yeah, they have in-universe Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Because, I mean, Coke's everywhere, even in a galaxy far, far away.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. That's Coke for you. Yeah. Coke and Disney everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
The other only one that we didn't mention yet is the kettle, the popcorn stand.
The popcorn.
Yeah, and they do sweet, savory, and like weird mixes and stuff like that. It's supposed to be kind of alien.
And they're flavors are changing all the time.
Right, which is smart, because, you can't get a churro, but you can get this funky popcorn, basically.
Funky popcorn.
Then we also have some stores. So the big one is Savvy's Workshop, where you can create and purchase your own custom lightsaber.
So this is not a store.
No.
This is an experience that you have to book, and all you do is you build your own lightsaber.
Yep.
And this is something else I've avoided spoilers on, because apparently there's like a whole, like, it's a show.
Yeah.
It's itself.
It's a thing.
So,
it's a whole thing. You were booked to do it. You will be booked to do it again when we actually do get to go.
It's spendy, but whatever.
But you have a personalized lightsaber that you built.
Yeah, and you get to choose between one of four templates.
Yeah.
So you got like the dark side, and then you got like an Obi-Wan, and you got like a Qui-Gon style, and then you got a nature style that's kind of similar to what the Wookiee builds in the episode of
Clone Wars. Right. And I think that looks cool. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, there's like wooden stuff and Rancor tooth butt end of
That's
it
cool.
and stuff. Yeah, that one's kind of cool. It's definitely the weirdest one. The other ones are kind of movie, they kind of look like the movies. This one's
very different.
You haven't seen anything like it in the movie. So you got those four, and you can like, there's different parts that you can choose out on them, so they're pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Along the same line, you have the Droid Depot, where you can create and purchase your own custom droid, and I was booked in to do that. I have a droid name picked out. I adjusted a backpack to make a carrying case, and it's a whole thing.
What was your droid's name gonna be?
You helped me name them.
Yeah.
So it's QT314.
Mm-hmm.
Cutie pie. And I know exactly what the colors are going to be. I know what it's going to look like. It's going to be a whole thing. So you can decide if you want to do a BB unit or an R2 unit.
Yes.
I'm doing an R2 unit.
Yeah.
Because, of course I am.
We have a BB-8 already, so we don't true. We don't need another BB.
Yeah.
Knockoff BB units.
So you can, you build it yourself, and again, you do different pieces for this. I haven't avoided spoilers for this. I have a pretty good idea of what's going on, but it's not quite the same experience as the lightsaber.
Yeah, it's not as in depth as the lightsaber, from what I understand. It is a little cheaper, and you get a little remote control droid
and it interacts a little bit with some of the land if you walk around, take them around with you. Mm-hmm. I probably eventually will want to build a lightsaber too, but I have avoided actually. Also, I think it would be too hard for me not to say something to you about lightsaber building. So didn't avoid the droid building, definitely avoided lightsaber. Spoilers.
Gotcha.
Yep. The other big one is the creature stall, the creature stall, the Toydarian toy maker, and the Don Ondar's Den of Antiquities. So
Doc Ondar.
What did I say?
Don Ondar.
That is not the right word.
No, Doc Ondar. Yeah.
So that is where you can purchase Jedi or Sith holocrons, artifacts, lightsabers, and the Kyber crystals.
The Kyber crystals.
So explain Kyber crystals to me.
Well, I want to go back to Doc Ondar first for a minute.
Oh, okay. Go
so
ahead.
It's named after him. He's the proprietor of the shop.
Yes, he is.
Do you know what he looks like? Because
he's like crazy looking, and he's like there.
He's a hammerhead alien, which we saw in Mandalorian.
Yes.
Living with the Mon Calamari's on that world, oceany world where.
Right, and I was like, hey, it's like from Galaxy's Edge.
there was one in the movies, like in the cantina or something. That's where they came from. Anyway, I have an action figure of one of them.
Do you actually?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
I have all the obscure original action figures. But yeah, that's Doc Ondar, and he there's an animatronic in the shop, and mm-hmm. he kind of putters around, and
it's kind of cool to go in there. The decor in there and the detail in there is insane. You could just like we've seen. Ridiculous Easter eggs from
you could probably spend an hour just looking around at all the stuff on the walls that's not for sale, just like little Easter eggs and
it's crazy
fake merch.
It's
that
awesome.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in there.
Yeah, really cool. And you can also get film accurate lightsabers in here.
Yes,
a big selling feature.
Some of the legacy lightsabers, so you can have Obi-Wan's lightsaber, mm-hmm. Luke's lightsaber, Darth Vader's lightsaber, or Anakin's lightsaber. They're different.
Oh yes.
of course
they are.
But yeah, so there's lots to choose from.
Yeah.
And what were you trying?
Oh, so the other ones I wanted to mention were the creature stall, and that's a shop with plush creatures and critters from around the galaxy.
No blurgs, though.
That's what I wanted to mention. And the Toydarian toy maker is a workshop with handcrafted toys made by local artisans, and the style of these are really cool. Can we discuss how upset I am about the lack of blurgs?
No blurgs, yeah.
No blurgs. You have like ridiculous little creatures that show up in like one random episode of Clone Wars, and yet you don't have blurgs?
Yeah, no blurgs.
Why are there no blurgs?
I don't know.
I really like blurgs.
Yeah, blurgs are cute.
Blurgs are amazing.
The cool thing about the Tandorian toy maker, though, is that they did do some exports to Toys R Us.
That's true. That is true.
And we found
we definitely
some.
Have some.
So
they're sitting right there.
Yeah, they are. It's a really cool style because it looks kind of handcrafted, they're like little plush toys.
Do you know what would be really cute that would look handcrafted?
A blurg, yeah.
I feel very strongly about the lack of blurgs.
I agree with you.
So there's also First Order Cargo and Resistance Supply and Black Spire Outfitters. So they are exactly what they sound like. First Order Cargo is where guests can outfit themselves to help support the First Order. And Resistance Supply is where guests can outfit themselves to battle against the First Order. And Black Spire Outfitters is just an apparel shop to dress like the citizens of Batuu.
They have a really cool Black Spire spirit jersey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, one thing is you can buy, like, different, like, you can look dress up like Rey or anything like that. But, of course, no costumes except at Halloween around the park. So you can get it, but you can't wear it.
Yeah, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, so there's lots of cool merch in there.
Super cool merch. So what else? Like, what is catching your attention here? Like, what would you love to do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do all the things. Literally the only problem I have, other than that we are not there, is the lack of blurgs.
Yeah, I mean, the lack of blurgs. But no, I It's only 14 acres and like a small land of Disneyland, but I would spend a whole day there.
Easy. I could spend a whole day there with you, and I'm not even as much of a Star Wars nerd as you.
And only two rides, and I'm a big ride person, yeah. But I would still spend a whole day there.
I think the biggest thing for me is theming is most important to me, and even though I'm not as much of a Star Wars person as you, I still appreciate and everything, and yeah, I think it would be really cool. And I really want to hug Chewie.
Well, we got to wait for the pandemic to be over for that to happen. But
okay, well, I want to, even if I just saw Chewie, and I love when like the stormtroopers interact with you and they're asking about your communication device when you have your phone and stuff. Like I just think it's awesome. I wish they would have leaned a little heavier into the
like true interactive story. Stuff.
Yeah, but I get why there was a hesitation on that, and I'm looking forward to staying at one day the Star Wars hotel one day.
Well, you can just start buying lottery tickets, I think.
Because I think that'll be fun.
So yeah, maybe we should just briefly touch on that. In Florida, they are building the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser Hotel, which will also be in universe, and guests will be pretending to be on a galactic cruise, and they'll have an away trip to Batuu, which will be in universe as well, and they'll have some of that super interactive stuff that was supposed to be the whole.
Yes, can dress. You're encouraged but not required to be dressed up the whole time.
So that's a good way to wear a costume in the park as well.
You will be ahead of time before you arrive. You'll be you can choose a character and all that information. So when you step aboard, you are that character.
You can basically be LARPing.
In
Disneyland or Disney World. It's really cool. I just wish it wasn't so expensive.
I know. Okay, anything else to add here? Or are you ready for me to ask you some trivia?
I want
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And I'm sure you want to go even more. All right, I think I can stump you.
Okay.
Okay, so normally you ask Marvel and Star Wars, but I said I wanted to do this because I think I can stump you.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Each trash can and recycling bin inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge has the number 3263827 on it. What's that a reference to?
I don't know, something obscure.
You want to guess?
That's not one I know. There's some numbers that are important to like George Lucas and stuff, but I don't think that's one of them. Was it like in the trash compactor they had that number or something? Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities is owned by an Ithorian? Do you know, did I say that?
Yeah, it's a Thorian. Yeah, that's correct.
Of the same name. This store sells everything from lightsaber parts to rare Jedi holocrons. One of Doc Ondor's most interesting items on display, it's not for sale, on display, is a baby Sarlacc. How on earth did he get a baby Sarlacc?
With great difficulty. Many Bothans died to get that baby Sarlacc. I don't know a lot about the story of Galaxy's Edge / Batuu. He probably paid a bounty hunter. We saw a bounty hunter going after a Sarlacc in The Mandalorian.
Oh, okay.
So we know what that, like, great difficulty is the correct answer. Yeah.
Number three, Strono Cookie Tugs is the narrator and author of the book Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the official Black Spire Outpost cookbook, which I have, and head chef at Docking Base 7. He used to work for a character in the Star Wars films. Who did he used to work for?
I don't know. Was he like Jabba's personal chef? That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I bet Jabba likes to eat.
He probably did. It would be really bad if you like
messed up his food, though.
Okay.
He didn't seem too picky, though. He was eating, like, raw frogs or whatever. True. Yeah.
So did Baby Yoda.
Well, Baby Yoda definitely wasn't picky.
Genocide.
Yeah. Unborn babies and stuff. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. Okay, interesting.
That's just a random guess. I don't know.
Okay. No, I like your guesses. I like that you guessed. Okay. So you can tune in next week and see if Brandon is right. And if you think you know the answer, you can also message us on social media.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I think that's all the questions you have.
Just the three.
Just the three? Okay. Well,
I said I want to stump you. I can't ask you too many, or I won't be stumping you.
Oh, okay.
You know too many.
Yeah.
I had to go obscure.
You aren't really obscure.
I know. I said I wanted to stump you.
Anyway, that's fine. But yeah, you can contact us on our social media to say how obscure and crazy Krista is, or whatever else you want to say.
Or maybe you think Brandon's 100% correct.
Yeah, I don't know. Or you can do the whole Christmas card review promotion as well. Yeah. So that's cool. And yeah, otherwise, thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing than DMing, you can also message us there. You can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find DisneyA episodes on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us and is just really awesome.
Be awesome.
Awesome. Wow.
Nice. I'm watching Hamilton with my writing class right now, and like so many of them know every word by heart and they're singing along with everything. Today, we was like, awesome. Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's like the third Hamilton reference you did today.
I just dropped them into random conversations. No one knows what I'm talking about, but it's okay.
I know.
You know.
I know.
And like we've said a couple times, if you rate and review our show, we will send you a Christmas card.
Ho, ho, ho.
There will be matching onesies or something like that.
Something.
Probably milk and cookies.
Oh, ooh. I hadn't thought of that. You're just like just dropping all over the place.
I'm the ideas guy.
You are. Yeah. Something cheesy.
So, just send us your mailing information or emailing information, and we will send you a card. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at our brand new time slot, 3 p.m. Eastern. Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week,
yes,
because you're going to be busy with your Animal Crossing and such.
Yeah.
We're going to have probably a little bit of a shorter episode, but we're going to talk about
dun, dun, dun.
Disney Plus Day.
Dun, dun. Disney Plus Day. The first ever official Disney Plus Day is on November 12th.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about what's there, what's included, all that fun stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. We cannot watch it all before we record.
Speaking of Disney Plus, they just released a little sizzler reel of their first 2 years. It's been 2 years since it's been out.
Well, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Lots of cool stuff. Lots of Hamilton clips, actually.
Weird.
Yeah. Hamilton, Mandalorian.
Oh, that makes sense.
Loki.
WandaVision.
Probably WandaVision.
Yeah.
All the hits.
Man, you know what? This is the other thing you can contact us about. We're in November now, which means next up is December. That's how that works in the month. We're going to be wrapping up like all the crazy stuff that came out on Disney Plus, all the Disney news and stuff like that. So maybe message us if you see this reel what your favorite thing was of the 2 years, or maybe your favorite, I don't know, Marvel show that came out or anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. And
okay.
I'm going to have to watch this reel.
Yeah, good reel. But I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta. Thanks for listening to Disney A. I feel very strongly about the lack of blurgs.